Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Tumelo Moya, the Metropolitan Regional Manager. Tumelo, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me.
Thank you so much, Tony, for this opportunity.
Yes, we're talking about an exciting subject at the moment, much more exciting than floods and riots and all of those sort of things. We're talking about sport, which has obviously brought great happiness to our country over the last while. But we're also talking about some interesting stuff about sport, because, you know, all this hype that we have around sport and the success of sport obviously make a lot of people who are good at sport think about a career in sport. And a lot of them are setting out in careers, some of them more successful than others, and so on. But there's also the whole thing that it is a career. You need to plan as though you're in another career, a job at a corporate, whatever, because at some point you're going to retire. You might get disabled or injured or anything like that. So there's lots of eventualities. The big thing with sport is that sometimes that career is quite short. It's not that long. Your time passes, you become older, and sometimes it's quite young when you out of the game. So maybe you can just give us a little bit of sort of your background in terms of understanding the risks and the challenges that are facing career sports people.
Thanks so much, Tony, for the question. Yes, you are right that the sports industry is a very exciting one, in that the people can make the most amount of money in the short space of time. But I think the financial, their career can actually end between 27 and 32 years. The sports codes will differ, but the majority between 27 and 32 years, their career will end. And now the financial risk to that is that when they retire at 55 or 60, because in South Africa, the normal retirement age is actually 60. Yeah, but early retirement 55. So it means if they retired at 32 years, they still have a long way to go to 60, 55 years. Now, if they did not put aside or made a provision for retirement, that is a high risk, because they will then lack a support in terms of salary. They will not have support in terms of salary beyond that age or from 32 years onwards. So that is a high risk in terms of their job.
Yes. So what are the solutions? How should they be going about trying to make provision? Because obviously they will have a high standard of living while they're earning big money. Now the career ends. Where do you go from there?
Certainly, we have solutions for them, because our products from Metropolitan can actually start from 18 years onwards. So they can start early to save towards retirement, towards investment, so that by the time they retire, at least they have something that they can tap into in terms of the salary going to the future. So we do have retirement annuities that can actually help them, and they can actually make a substantial contribution, because their time is actually very short. Unlike a person that will work from 20 years to 60 years, that person has got 40 years, but in their case, they have less than 40 years. It means they will have to sit down with a financial planner or financial advisor to can advise them to say, these are your shortfalls or your gaps. Therefore, as a result of this, this is the amount that you can actually invest into a retirement vehicle, so that you can sustain the current lifestyle that we are used to. Because the challenge currently in South Africa is that only 8% of South Africans can afford to retire comfortably. Simply put, out of every 100 that retires every day, only 8 can actually sustain the current lifestyle. So this does not exclude the sportsmen and women. They are also included in these stats. So, but their challenge, their financial risk is that they've got a short period of time to make provision for retirement. Hence, they need to start at an earlier stage when they start with their career, so that when their career ends at 32 years, at least they've got the provision that will sustain them for a longer period.
Yeah, because, I mean, the calculations have shown that if, and not many people can do that, but successful sports people can, if you put away a substantial amount of money early in your life, and you, for instance, let's say your career ends at 32, and you don't touch that money that you've put away until you reach the age of 60. In other words, you perform a different career. You should be able to have enough to retire on just from that money that you've put away in that period of time.
Very, very true, Tony, because as financial institutions, we're encouraging the working class to put aside 10% as savings. But with the sportsmen and women, they can actually put aside more than 10% because their period is actually short. And if they can do that as early as possible, they will have a better retirement time.
Yeah. Yes. And do you think that the average financial advisors in an industry is really equipped to deal with the needs of professional sports people?
Absolutely, Tony. Our financial advisors, financial planners are equipped to service or offer solutions to anybody in South Africa that is employed. So the sports industry also is included. Hence, I was saying the sooner the better they start saving towards their retirement.
Okay, so what you're saying is you are having discussions as well, for instance, with the sports industry to discuss the needs and so on.
We have not started a conversation, but all I'm saying is that currently we are covering all the South Africans in terms of our offerings.
Yes.
But we have not started a conversation with the sports industry. But we are servicing each and every customer in South Africa.
Okay, and that includes
in terms
the
of their
people.
Retirement solutions. Yes.
Okay. Brilliant. But I think in sort of summary, the big thing is that if a person goes into a career of sport, whether he's successful or a big star or not yet, the advice is probably to go see a financial advisor as early as possible to get the right things in place.
Absolutely, because they also have a huge amount of bonuses, so they can actually reinvest that as well as lump sum investment, so that at a time of need, they can actually tap into those savings. So the opportunities are really there for them to utilize.
Yeah, perfect. Well, let's hope the financial advisors are out there and they get to those sports people to give them advice.
Definitely, they should help them.
Absolutely. Tumelo, thank you so much. It was great chatting to you, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you so much, Tony, for the interview. I hope this interview helps our sportsmen and women so that they can have a better and comfortable retirement at the age of 32 up to 60 years. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you, Tumelo.